Well, good morning and welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our Illuminate series and we looked at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10. And really, in those verses, Paul answers a very important question that probably we don't enjoy thinking about as much, but we all wonder, what is going to happen to me when I die? Or most of us have a loved one that we've lost and we kind of wonder what is going to happen. And so in those verses, Paul uses three different metaphors to describe for us what happens. He uses first a tent, secondly, he uses a guarantee, and thirdly, he uses a target. So I'll just quickly go over those. First of all, the tent is what gives us hope. Paul says that we live in what he calls an earthly tent, but we have an eternal home. So he contrasts this whole idea of a temporary dwelling when you go camping in a tent versus having a permanent home. And so he says twice in those first set of verses in verses 1 through 4 that our current bodies, that they groan, that we are groaning for an eternal resurrected body. And so we talked about what that would be like, what we saw in Jesus, that we're all seeing it, hoping for it, and wanting it. The second thing that we said is that there's a guarantee, and the guarantee is what gives us courage. Paul says that God has given us the Holy Spirit as a down payment or a guarantee. Their word was arbon, which was their word for an engagement ring. So two couples come together. One of the members, right, spends an exorbitant amount of money to buy an engagement ring, and the other person, right, the lady, her job is to receive it as long as the diamond is the right clarity, color, and size. So when that happens, you see an engagement ring. What does that tell you? That tells you there's a wedding on the way. And so Paul says that the fact that the Holy Spirit is alive and working in our lives means that God is going to someday take away this immortal flesh that we have, or excuse me, this mortal flesh, and this mortal must put on this immortality, or we must receive this resurrected body. Well, how does that work? Well, he says in the last set of verses that there's a target. He said our aim is always to please God no matter what. And so we just kind of went over this reality that all of us have a court date. We will either stand before what the Bible calls the great white throne of judgment in Revelation chapter 20. That's where people who want to stand in front of God and they have chosen to believe in something other than Jesus as payment for their sins, and they will stand in front of God and they will, in a sense, be their own defense attorney. They will have to make a case in front of God why they chose something better than Jesus, a better sacrifice, a better way, better works than Jesus as a means to get to God. Christians will stand in front of what Paul talks about in these verses as the Bema seat, where rewards are handed out eternally. So we talked about some conclusions that we know from what will happen when we die. Conclusion number one is that we, as much as we can see in Scripture, we will have a recollection of memory in one another. So it's important how we treat each other, that doesn't just go away. So we need to practice the one another's of Scripture, love one another, pray for one another, right? We have to bear one another's burdens. We need to forgive one another. We need to follow those. The second thing we talked about was because we receive rewards, how you live matters, how you give matters, and how you serve. All of those things matter. While you can't take it with you, I completely agree that you cannot take earthly possessions to eternity, the deeds that we do in the body will be judged. And so they affect, to some degree, eternity. How you live matters. And then the third thing is that the earth is also groaning for redemption, the new heaven and new earth. So how we treat the earth, it matters. So those three things are important. So as you think about your life and your relationship with God today, maybe this morning you're thinking about someone that you've lost, someone who's died, who's passed away. I want you to know that these words, I hope, are a comfort to you in knowing that those people that you love are in Christ, that you will see them one day. It's a reminder to all of us as well to test ourselves, to see whether we are of the faith. that we look at our own lives and see evidence of the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to pray for us right now, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. God, I pray today that you will give us, God, that blessed assurance, right? The reality that the Holy Spirit is alive on the inside of us and at work. And Lord, if that's not the case, if it's not true for us, then I pray that you'll also make that known to us. And God, that we would repent and turn our hearts to you today because of the grace and kindness that you've given us in Christ. Thank you, God, that you, your Holy Spirit's a down payment on eternity, that we look forward to the days when we no longer have to groan. We look for a different kind of world where there aren't hungry children, where there's no sex trafficking, where there's no dementia or Parkinson's disease or cancer or heart disease, where there's no separation, where there's no divorce, where we don't worry about what's going to happen to our kids in the future. Lord, thank you that you've promised us that kind of home. I want to give you the opportunity to pray right now for just a couple of minutes. Thank God for your eternal home, your resurrected body that is on the way. Maybe pray for someone else who's going through a difficult time of loss right now. Well, once again, thanks for being with us, and we hope to see you back tomorrow on the LifePoint Drivecast.